Track 19.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today's lecture is about the effects of advertising on teenagers. As I'm sure you're aware, the flood of commercials on television and also on the internet and on social media platforms is specifically aimed at the teenage population. After all, teenagers today have huge spending power. The companies which want to sell their products use these media because they know that teenagers nowadays have this spending power and that teenagers spend a lot of their time either online or watching TV. According to a recent study carried out in the UK, teenagers spend most of their money on music. So, it is not surprising that advertising for the music industry on the TV, the radio, and, of course, on social networking platforms, targets teenagers. The same study reported that of the 800 teenagers interviewed, 95% had a television set in their room. So you see, the media is everywhere, and companies have teenagers in their sights. There is, of course, no doubt that advertising in the media can have a negative effect on the development of young people's behaviour. For example, young people see commercials portraying cigarettes and alcohol as being worthwhile and cool. It's not surprising that we now have so many underage drinkers and smokers. The temptation is, however, to think that companies only use the media to promote risky behaviour to teenagers. It is true that the negative issues get our attention, but there are positive effects as well. Some companies are starting to use the media to promote positive messages to teens. A good example can be found in handout number 4. You can see how one company has taken its responsibility to young people seriously when using the media for its advertising. The company has decided to put self-esteem into the foreground. They have chosen real women and girls with normal bodies as models for their advertising campaigns, rather than really thin models. In this way, young people experience a positive feedback and don't feel guilty when they don't have a body like the models in most adverts. Another positive step towards dealing with the media is certainly in the hands of the government. As I said before, teenagers spend a lot of their time using various forms of media. Here, the government could and should take a leading role by banning commercials which involve cigarettes and alcohol. It is, of course, impossible to prevent teenagers from coming into contact with advertising, but I would say that given the...